Hi, this is a dictation for Ryan Pedrit, R-Y-A-N-P-E-D-I-T, Ryan Pedrit. He is being seen for a follow-up visit today on 10-24-2022. Date of accident is 6-6-2022. Date of birth is 1-14-1990. The patient reports the following, that he is suffering from neck pain around 7, lower back pain is 5, and usually getting better. No numbness and tingling is reported. Very infrequent below the left elbow, involving 3rd, 4th, 5th finger anteriorly, numbness and tingling appears occasionally. And his pain in the left shoulder is around 8, with the ability to do the abduction up to 160 degrees without pain. However, beyond that, there is some pain is reported. He does report 60% improvement in overall symptoms to almost 70%. He is sleeping well. He is also working on light duty at 7 hours every day. And no radiation of pain is reported in the lower extremities. He is able to walk well. Pain varies from 3 to 7 depending on the day. ADLs are reported affected 5 mostly, except for work, which is 7, general activity 6, enjoyment of life is 6. System review, patient denies any headaches. There is no associated dizziness, vertigo, balance problem, vision problem, memory problem. No confusion, disorientation, seizures, blackout are reported. No lack of focus. No anxiety, depression, panic is reported. In the pain and numbness, patient has a issue of the lower back stiffness, neck stiffness, and the left shoulder stiffness. While there is a pain in the left shoulder, neck, and the lower back, along with some numbness of the left forearm. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence, the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool, trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, so you can see painful urination of blood in the urine. Respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. Last 30 days, patient report that the pain has improved 70% due to the various epidural injections and therapies. And the patient is now reports that there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma in the last 30 days. Current pain medications are Tylenol, codeine, and Nortrim. Substance abuse none is reported. Compliance is the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination is as follows. Same from previous visit of 9-26-2022, dictation number 0927-047. The plan and the diagnosis are the same. The plan of care is to continue the physical therapy for 3 times per week, focusing on the neck and the lower back and the shoulder on the left side, and with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, and the back program. Patient can do a light duty job at 7.7 and medications will continue. And they are naproxen 500 twice a day, or anti-inflammatory, Elavil 50 milligram at night, Skellaxin 800 milligram twice a day, Voltaren gel 3%, SSX 20, and Tylenol codeine number 4 to continue for pain relief. His maps were reviewed, labs were reviewed, and if the numbness and tingling of the left arm continues, we may do an EMG. The patient actually doesn't want any surgical issues. He was given 1 epidural injection to the neck, and he reported that he has got 100% improvement in the neck pain. In the lower back pain, patient was provided 2 epidural injections, and patient found significant relief. He never came back for left sacroiliac joint injections ever. He was found to have a disc bulging at L4-5 and L5-S1, and no herniated disc. Doesn't look like a surgical candidate anyway. In the left shoulder, there was a sub acromial deltoid bursitis, supraspinal stenosis, and adhesive capsulitis, for which patient was provided injection only one time. He has not come since then. He believes he is completely getting better. Thank you.